Well, it is showtime across the country, and wherever you are, there are agricultural shows near you. So the Tatalamore Show in County Offaly is this weekend. The Cabinmore Show in County Limerick is next weekend. The Iverk Show in County Kilkenny is the weekend after. And there are just those are just three of the 28 shows between now and the end of August, which are all listed on irishshows.org. So don't be put off by the weather and check out your nearest show for yourself. But another show is, of course, the Dublin Horse Show at the RDS, which starts this coming Wednesday. Across the country, competitors are putting the final touches to their preparations, and they include the O'Neill family, who live just outside Tyrrell's Pass in County Westmeath. Their pony, Da Vinci, is competing next Saturday in the Working Hunter competition. Now, Da Vinci is a very special pony. He is a rescue and was adopted from the Irish Horse Welfare Trust. He is not the only pony that the O'Neills have rescued. When she arrived in the yard, Suzanne Campbell first met their rescue mare, Ariel, and her young foal.
Oh, isn't he gorgeous? A little face on him. Is he quite bossy?
Oh, he is. He's absolutely bossy. He leads the way. He takes off into the arena when we're leading them out. And, you know, Mum is there left going, please come back. I'll catch Mum now, yeah, will I? And yeah. We'll bring her in.
Yeah.
She came from the Irish Horse Welfare Trust. She has taken my children to inter-schools. She's ridden on the flat particularly well. And this year we put her in foal to Caracello. And we've landed this most beautiful little boy.
And there he is, whinnying and squeaking. Yeah. We'll go over to him. He's a lot of character, I can see already.
This boy is called Matador, and he is quite an elegant chap.
Isn't he gorgeous? What made you go to the Welfare Trust for a horse in the first place?
We've always rescued animals here, and throughout my life we've had rescue animals. So it was something that we decided, you know, we'd like to do. So we went down and Ariel was suggested. We brought Ariel home. We reschooled her. She was a tough little cookie to reschool. But now she's a little gem. She will do everything that a family pony or a family horse will do.
And for you, because you're saying she was tricky, and I suppose we know if you rescue cats and dogs, if listeners have been down that road, they can be tricky. Is it patience? Do you just need to give them a bit more time?
It is pure time and patience. If they don't want to do something, you have to just wait and encourage. There's no forcing any issue with them. You do need to have a good level of knowledge to understand what they're feeling as well.
Ariel and Matador are beautiful. But the animal we're here to see is Da Vinci, a pony ridden by Anne-Marie's 16-year-old daughter, Emily. They are both competing at Dublin Horse Show next week.
Well, he's a very pretty face, and he is 14-2, so he is a tall pony.
Bay in colour.
Yes.
He's a little bit of white on him.
A little bit of white. He has three white feet. He's a very genuine character. Very easy for kids to handle. Very sweet pony overall.
In 2023, the family adopted Da Vinci, who had come to the Irish Horse Welfare Trust in a bad state of neglect. He was also a stallion, 5 years old, and had never been ridden. But he's made such progress in 1 year that he's qualified for the RDS Working Hunter Pony Competition. Being a stallion and just gelded, when you were backing him, when you were sitting on him for the first time, were you a little bit nervous?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, you always would be with younger animals that have never experienced that before, but he was very genuine and wasn't overly difficult to do. He wasn't dangerous or anything.
Are you surprised at that, considering he came from such a background of neglect?
Definitely. I mean, you would expect he would have been, I suppose, more feral maybe, trying to break and more nervous. But while he was a little nervous, he wasn't bold or never was naughty. He always wanted to work and wanted to do what he was told.
So how long have you been riding him? Only roughly, what, a year and a half?
He's only been broken fully less than a year and a half and properly riding a good year. So he hasn't been at work that long, definitely not compared to the competition he's up against at the moment.
I mean, that's quite extraordinary progress. If you said to anyone that you'd break a pony and bring it to Dublin in or around a year, it's just insane.
It's amazing, and he has surpassed every expectation I think we have ever had for him, definitely at this stage in his life. We did the Working Hunter and we hoped we qualified, but it was nearly more for experience that we wanted to do it. We didn't go in with expectations, it's just a hope, I suppose.
How do you feel now with it coming up so soon?
I mean, it's definitely a little bit daunting, but I've been there a few times before, so it's exciting as well.
In their arena, Emily and Da Vinci are jumping a few small fences, building up to their preparations for Dublin. it's a family operation with Mum Anne Marie teaching Emily, while younger siblings Ryan and Claudia also show jump weekly in competitions all around the country.
Okay, Emily Pet, sit up now. Sit back. Good girl.
So what height is he jumping here? About 80 centimetres or so? Or?
He's jumping about 80 centimetres. He had a very busy day yesterday, so he'll get an easy day today.
Just pop a few?
Pop a few. He is jumping 120 tracks at the moment. He's just moved up to 120 tracks, all in the space of just over a year. So we have put a very special name on this boy. He's called KHE, our home place, Kelston House Equestrian, and Watch With Regret. So we're up against ponies that have been bought for many hundreds of thousands of euro. And this little boy who's come from nothing is up with the best. So KHE, Watch With Regret, we put them together from very little.
So it's showing people it can be done.
It can be done, exactly. It can be done with dedication and with a child that really wants to do this.
And she's a good rider, let's face it.
She's a very good rider. Yeah. She's a jockey that has got very few professional lessons. It's very much a mum and children situation here. Mum teaches, children have to listen, which is difficult.
Yes.
like most parents will understand, but she has massive ability and I hope she'll go on and take that ability with her and you know, progress it.
And just watching him here, he's trotting and cantering around, he's jumping a few fences as another, your other little girl there is leading another pony by. He's a very easygoing character.
He is. He's, but it all comes back to the trust that's been developed from the very start. He was never hurried, he was never rushed, but the trust is there. Whatever Emily will ask him to do, if he has any questions, he'll ask and she'll respond. And there's never a major issue.
When you go to shows and you explain where he came from, what was people's reaction? Did they believe you that he was a rescue just broken?
People find it hard to believe that you can produce something from a rescue like we have produced. They feel that, you know, they need something more ready-made. And then some aren't prepared to give the time that's required. But it is a case of shock and awe when people realise he is a rescue.
It's quite an amazing progression because the ponies that'll be in his class at Dublin this week will be phenomenal. They'll have huge mileage on them. They'll have been bred for the job, maybe produced in professional yards. That's what you're up against.
It is. That's what we're up against. But our sole aim, you know, when we started producing Da Vinci was to try and get him to Dublin, to show people that this is what you can do. This is what these ponies, they're not an end of life situation when they go to a rescue. They have so much ability, if you just give them the chance and the time.
Emily O'Neill and Da Vinci compete next Saturday in the Working Hunter competition and we wish them, of course, all the very best of luck. The Dublin Horse Show runs at the RDS from Wednesday to Sunday.